All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the Miami Heat are well on their way to their best season in 4 years. Currently, Miami is 21-8. They are clearly the best team in the Southeast Division, and they are rubbing elbows with the top teams in the Eastern Conference. So far this season, Miami has victories over the Milwaukee Bucks, Houston Rockets, Dallas Mavericks, and Philadelphia 76ers. This team is 9th in points allowed, and the brain trust, of course, of team president Pat Riley and head coach Eric Spoelstra is making it happen. Big time boost for this team was acquiring swingman Jimmy Butler over the summer in free agency. You look at what the Heat have done as far as being able to draft and develop talent with the likes of Bam Adebayo, Kendrick Nunn, Tyler Herro, and then of course they acquired Goran Dragic from the Phoenix Suns several years ago. And you really have to love the development of Adebayo, because it allowed Miami to trade the contract of Hassan Whiteside to the Portland Trailblazers. And this team is really coming together. They're solid at the defensive end and they're a gritty team. And this is what Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra like. And you have to ask yourself, are the Miami Heat for real? And the answer is yes. They're going to win the Southeast Division. They're going to be one of the top three teams in the Eastern Conference. And at the very least, I see this Heat team making the second round of the playoffs. It would not surprise me to see Pat Riley go out there and make a move to get another talent for this team. Why? Because the one thing that's going to hinder Miami in the playoffs is if Jimmy Butler's not bringing it every single night, will they be able to beat a team like the Sixers, the Celtics, or the Bucks? Highly unlikely. And those are the three teams that Miami is going to have to get through in order to make a serious run at an NBA championship. It's good for this team because they were written off several years ago. They've been able to rebuild, and that, you know, is the brain trust, of course, of Pat Riley and what he's able to do as far as finding and developing talent. And right now, Miami is once again back with the top guys in the Eastern Conference. It's good to see. There's a buzz around this team right now. They're legit. And only time will tell how far this Miami Heat team will go. But this is definitely a step in the right direction, for this squad on South Beach. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There is also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.